Okay, welcome back. And yes, welcome to a really good Thursday. It's the 11th day of May 2023. Good to have you right here on the sunny side this afternoon. Although it's mostly cloudy weather, but hey, it's the sunny side. All right, so let's talk about religious practice in public spaces, right? I already told you about that. Today's Thursday, so this conversation is going to end at 1 p.m. We'll bring you the trending stories, after which Follow the Money program will come up. Yeah, and it's going to last till 1:30. Okay, so let's do this. So there's this story I came up, across on social media. Well, one man was complaining about how he went to the immigration office, walked into a passport office waiting room. And he said they were there for a while. And then when the people decided to come and resume work, they now told everybody to stand up. Okay. And the next thing was prayers. He said it was a long prayer session. He said, we recited Hail Mary, and then they called an alpha to pray. We did Hail Mary and some Islamic recitation for balance. So this is supposed to be an office where the public is served. People of all religious affiliations, including those who do not believe in anything supernatural, are supposed to come in there and get their passports. The reason for that office is obviously not to champion any religious practice or belief whatsoever. But hey, of course, this is a particular subject, right, of religious practice in public spaces. It's been there. I mean, there are so many articles on this. People have argued whether or not some things should be done, should be allowed. And the conversation about, of course, Nigeria being what it is. Okay. And so here's what I'm thinking. Okay. And I would like to get your thoughts on this. Now, compelling people to join in a religious practice in an obviously non-religious space, can that be termed excessive? You know, Nigerians are quite religious people, all right? So you're in a public bus and everybody wants to go to... we're traveling. And the next thing is, someone says, perhaps in Jesus' name, or hallelujah, or... And it's just expected that everybody should just follow suit. I mean, if you're from the South, it's something you just expect. But that vehicle we all boarded is not a space for any religious practice. So even if you're going to do anything, shouldn't it be for yourself? Why are you getting everybody involved? Some people feel like, anyway, if I say, why are you praying in the public and disturbing us? People will tag you Antichrist. You don't want to know what will happen. So usually some people will just cover their ears and that's it. Okay? So yes, we're just talking about one aspect here. The prayer thing though. There are some places where it's not just prayers. Okay? They could say, in this place, how things are done here, or because the owner of this particular business space is a kind of person that believes in one thing. And so if you're on this very day, well, what we're doing is our religion. Today we're sharing whatever. Okay? It could be a communion, the Holy Communion, like the Christians know. Or it could be something else. And then someone comes into the office to get a service. And you're also told to join in. Perhaps they're doing feet washing. And they also expect you, you're not a Christian. Come and wash your feet now. You're doing feet washing. So, yeah. Could you term that excessive? Especially with this particular example I gave, because we have a very short time. Let's hear from you. All right, head on to Facebook and drop a comment there. I would like to hear from you. On Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, we're Nigeria Info PH. And then you can send a message, or better still, put a call through. For your WhatsApp messages, you can send them to 0809 030 6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. So the numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0007. So is it excessive to compel people to take part in a religious practice in a public space? An obviously non-religious space. Because it's one thing to be in a space where perhaps, I mean, if that passport was being collected in a mosque, right? It still doesn't cut it, because the office is actually, it is clear what that office is for. So even if it's in a church, it's not part of the church, right? It's immigration, or it's where you collect passports. It's not, I'm trying to look for an example that really works. But hey, I'll need someone to talk to me about this, all right? So is it excessive? Would you term that or consider it excessive? You're going overboard, compelling people to join in a religious practice in a public space. Hello? Oh my, please do well to call back 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0007. Chris, I see your message on WhatsApp. Oh God. So am I taking the calls? I need to know. Remember that particular TV program years ago? The education is the key. All right. Hello.
Good afternoon. Bishop.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Nkantu from Boro.
Something happened to your voice. I didn't hear what you said your name is. Hello?
Nkantu from Boro.
Oh, Akanto. All right, you're welcome, Akanto.
Sorry, I'm very sick. So I need to talk slowly.
Oh, all right.
Well, the issue of, you know, Nigeria is a secular state,
mm-hmm.
where other religions should be allowed to practice.
Yeah.
My sister, regularly in Port Harcourt, you enter a luxury bus, you are taken from Oymind en route to my one park. Somebody can jump over any moment, praise the Lord, begin to talk. Not necessarily that passenger in the vehicle have not prayed before they left their house in the morning. And of course, if you are in that vehicle, you do not close your eyes, because you don't even know the man that is preaching. Either he's a sound cleric or he's a sound believer. But it's just a way to amount wealth because of the situation we find ourselves, the economic situation we find ourselves in Nigeria.
Hmm.
If a person needs to pray, begin to preach, refuse to sweet word, and if you say close your eye, refuse to close at that point in time, the next person by your side will look at you as a devil that is going to tempt, or as an agent to them. You are the agent to them. And again, aside from that, on a very Friday, if you are to go to somewhere to buy your market, you see some person will close their shop from the hour of 12 to about 2 or 3, simply that they are going to pray in the open place. They will just shut the shop. And
hello? Okay, that happened. All right. We already got your points. Thank you. 0817-923-0002. But somehow, you know, perhaps where he started talking about people closing shop to go pray, you're not necessarily compelling anybody to join you. It's my shop. I'm the one who is practicing my religion. So I'm not saying come and join me. I've shut down. Go and buy from elsewhere. I don't even need to say anything to you. I am practicing my religion. All right? That is quite different from... you have entered the shop to buy something. And then they now say, oh yeah, let us close our eyes and go to God in prayers. It's a good thing. But at that point in time, perhaps you don't even want to pray. You don't feel like it. And then they say, close your eyes now. Why are you looking around? Or someone comes to meet you as a lady to hand you a handkerchief to say, cover your hair. So it's that thing about compelling people to join in a religious practice in a public space, a non-religious space. That's what I'm asking. Is it excessive? Hello, thank God.
Hello, good afternoon, Council.
Good afternoon, thank God. Please go on.
This topic reminded me of my experience. My first day to join my union meeting. I went to the meeting. I was a certain agenda, like backdrop, some things concerning our patent medicine. For my greatest surprise, all I saw was prayer. Only God, fire, and all those man things. I said, what is happening?
You don't like prayer, thank that, God.
It's not as if I don't like prayer. But I think this is a meeting. And I was expecting that in that meeting, we had a Muslim. So I was expecting the meeting should be all about how to improve our union and other things. At the end of the day, it was all about prayer, and all those kind of things. It shocked me. It shocked me so much. The people should know how to differentiate between maybe having a meeting and a visual garden. Two different entails.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Thank God. Hello, Mr. Zion.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's not excessive. That has been what the office has been doing. So if you happen to be caught with the crossfire of prayer.
See this crossfire?
Why don't you join them? We are talking to God.
But Mr. Zion, I have prayed. Yes. I did not call for prayer. I came to collect passports.
Yes. And at that particular time, the office we as the staff there, we believe we always have prayer there at that particular time. So you should join us or you go out. Do you know that in most cases, most of these people who are complaining like this, if they are flying from Port Harcourt to Abuja and they're struggling, nobody will tell them to join the prayer.
That's an emergency situation. It calls for prayer. People need to pray when there is turbulence. Even the disciples, they called Jesus when something was happening at sea. They say, ha, Oga, you know they see what they happen here, what us to die. It's emergency.
This reminded me of one of those experiences. See, prayer, even the people you thought are done, they don't pray. Everybody was playing on the brain there. Not really that much. Maybe except you are not invited or the prayer leader, no enters in that prayer. That's where you can kind of. But there are some certain prayer leaders, the entors, the tozaisimi, that prayer, Abba, you won't even complain. You won't complain because you'll contact heaven there.
Okay.
Many offices. So prayers are necessary, but we should do it with decorum.
Okay. With decorum. Right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Hello, Clement.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Thank you. Excessive. I think it's excessive. It is not in the atmosphere, because for me, I think atmosphere is important.
What do you mean by atmosphere?
Okay. If you wake up on Sunday morning,
okay,
you know you are going, your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul is prepared for something, for a particular atmosphere, at a particular place, for a particular period. In time. And let's say the midweek service to the same thing as I. But if I am coming to Nigeria Info, for instance, and I have a show or an interview for 7:15, and I am there, it's 7:00, and I'm paying costs and clapping hands, and Calabar is on that side. abashing, maybe dial in saying, take your hands to the Lord. I will stay at the door. That is because whatever you are doing at that particular time, you know, may change the reason why I come there. I started singing things and watching too. But the spirit is slow, it's a disturbing. So for me, I think atmosphere and the environment is what we are looking at. Not when I'm coming to your shop or to your office page to carry out, let's say, a document or to process a document. And that you gave me 7 o'clock and I am there 6:55. I should join you in the profession. You know, I did that in my house. So,
okay.
So that is what you say about it. It's expensive.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Clement. So while Clement was talking, I just remembered that there's something that happens in a barrack. Have you ever been to a barrack? And all of a sudden, you see people standing. You know, you hear some kind of sound. And people are standing. And anybody who is around you at that time would advise you to stand too. In fact, sometimes you don't even need to be told. You just stand. Because this environment is actually controlled in a certain way. There's a way things are done here. So let's say you're not a soldier, right? And you're also not, your business there even has nothing to do with maybe any military anything. Perhaps you just want to maybe use their, if they have a basketball court or something, and that's what you are going to use. But for whatever reason, you now have to take dressing. And just stand. They say it's national anthem or whatever. It's when he said atmosphere, that was when I remembered something that happens in a barracks, right? And then there was a time I gave an example. I wanted to give an example of perhaps if the passport office is in a church. And then I was just thinking right now, okay, so if that passport office was actually in a church building or in a mosque, and it's time for prayers, would you also term it excessive if you are expected to join them for that prayers at that time? Hello, Okafo.
Yeah, good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Let me quickly say here, prayer or worship is necessary, but that everyone must participate. Prayers are conducted.
Your line is breaking, you know.
Just like as you walk in a painful. As a teacher, she called break period. Some persons, if the break period is just noon, they organize prayers or worship for themselves.
Mm.
If you want to participate, it's optional. If you are free, but don't be part of it, you stay here. But where prayer become uncomfortable is when you use the official hour, when people are waiting to be attended to, and then you are conducting prayers and shouting and crying and clapping. That one to me is unacceptable.
Okay.
But where I get everything wrong today is in most public places now, people have now commercialized this prayer thing. They don't even pray for the purpose of, yes, you want to draw people to go Christ. But they are praying because of the money they're supposed to get out of it. Go to some motor parks today. You see that there are some so-called pastors. They will line up. By turn, the first vehicle that loads, they will say, I want to preach in this vehicle. And they'll preach to an extent. They'll ask for that you should support the man of God, and they will come out. Another bus will come, another person goes in. Then I keep asking myself, that if the intention is for conversion of people, why can't they conduct that prayer, even at that park itself, where a lot of people will be part of it, that waiting for turn, where they will make some money out of it. So like I said, there are some prayers that become inconvenience to the people you want to pray for.
Okay.
Because before every man who believes that he has God leaves his house, he does his prayers. And then if for any reason he has anything to do in the bus, as soon as he enters the bus, he says his prayer inside his heart and then sit down. And then somebody gets up, praise the Lord. I want to preach. I want to do this. Some of these things, for me, as far as I'm concerned, is unnecessary. They say God's name should not be called in vain. Some of them is for commercial reasons and not even for conversion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Okafor. But Okafor, you should also note that even the Apostle Paul said, they like letting me preaching to show that they sabi more than me. All we know is that the preaching is going on, you know. All right. So we've been talking about prayer. How about you walk into an office, right? Or perhaps even a taxi. And then the person decides to play a message by their religious leader. And then the message is ongoing. And it's, they play it to, I mean, the volume is in such a way that definitely you must hear. By fire, by force, you must hear it. Do you also feel that that is excessive? Or is it excessive only when the person preaching, it does not really resonate with you? It's not your kind of pastor. It's not your kind of preacher. Or that message is not your kind of message. Remember, we're talking about religious practice in a non-religious space, in a public space. So imagine walking into a supermarket, right, to get something. I don't think any supermarkets will be crazy enough to do that, though, but I'm just saying. So you walk into that place, and then perhaps that day is their special prayer day. But they still left the place open so that people would come in and join them. And then you come in, and nobody's attending to you, but people are just standing and praying, and maybe someone is preaching or something. Nobody's attending to you. They did not shut their doors to their customers. You've walked into that place. And you're looking at the time. It's like 9:30-ish in the morning. So it's not like you came too early when they are praying. But it is their own prayer time. Would you also see that as being excessive? Would you also see it as being compelled to join in what they're doing at that point in time, being that they left their doors open and allowed customers to come in and yet wouldn't attend to the customers? Would you see that as excessive? Emmanuel Bassi on Facebook says, there is something called freedom to worship. Trust me, Christians in this part of the world are taking it excessively. Like, you can be on your way back from a church, someone will see you with a Bible in your hand and will still compel you to listen to what they have to preach, and at the end try to force you to their own denomination. It's bad practice for me. All right, thank you very much, Emmanuel. Awari is calling from Ikwere. What happened? All right. Okay, well, let's get back to the messages I see here on WhatsApp. How many minutes do we have? Okay. Good afternoon, Constance. It's very, very annoying. I have my own time to talk to my God. Don't compel me to do it at your own time and at your own place. I'm not indifferent, but patience about my winning of 3 weeks ago, which I'm yet to receive. Seriously, Dave. Dave, are you sure? Dave, you need to check and be sure that you have not received that money. Like, seriously, please. All right. Anonymous says, it's intrusive, disrespectful, unreasonable, and bigoted to impose one's religious beliefs on others. I have never met anyone who is rabid in their religious fervor who is actually a decent human being. I ask such inconsiderate people, no matter how much you believe in what you're doing, if everyone starts doing their own religious practice the way you're doing your own here, do you know this place won't be enough to contain all of us? I don't pay attention to any of those who say they are praying on public transports. Let them say what they like. How can I be sure that the God you are calling is the one I recognize? Ooh, interesting. So religious practice in public spaces, in a non-religious space, compelling you to join, compelling you to be a part of what is happening, is it excessive? Is it too much? Is it overboard? Is it una to do? We came here to collect passports. Now you're doing say Hail Mary. Now you're calling another person, come and pray. What's happening here? We've been waiting for people since. Now that people have opened, you're not praying. What's going on? You know, there are people who actually do that. Yeah.
whenever they open shop, they must pray. Now, is it bad practice to pray? Well, I don't think so. But then it's time for you to attend to people. But because you have decided that you must pray, and so even if it's within working hours, even if traffic held you and you walked in 30 minutes later or 1 hour later, you must still do your ritual of praying. So would you now say, because this person has or now says, hold on, let me pray, that the person has been excessive? This time around, this person did not ask you to join. They're saying, oh, I'm sorry I'm late too, but please hold on, I have to do this. Yeah, there are people like that. I've met such people. Like, traffic. Right. Oh, I'm late too. Oh, yeah, sorry. You push, just give me just a few minutes. I'm coming. Yeah? Uh-huh. And they gotta pray. It is their belief. They have to pray. If they don't pray, they believe that the whole day will not go well. In fact, they believe that they may not even be able to, that if not for the prayer, you wouldn't have come there in the first place. And other people will still not come. And in fact, if they don't pray, it might just be only you that they will have to attend to. So if they pray, God will bring customers or more clients. So if they decide not to pray and attend to you, you will spoil things for them. Now, I'm serious. I've been to someone's shop before, and the woman goes, hold on. She's just opening. She opened late too. Yeah, but she has to pray. You're not the one. Are you the only customer? God is bringing more customers. So if you like, go. Don't stay. She has to pray. So would you term that excessive as well? Commercial break right now, and I'll be back afterwards. Just stay tuned. Okay, welcome back now. So we're still talking about compelling people to join in your religious practice in a public space, right? So I've asked a lot of questions. Also, Francis Namani, watching from Amagunze in Enugu State, says, very interesting topic. Yes, it is both excessive and outrageous. Ooh. Owom Emmanuel says, yes, it can be considered what? Excessive, I suppose. Okay. So for some people, they really do not mind. Really. Whatever you're practicing, whatever you're doing, so far you do not try to shove it down their throat. Compel them to be a part of it. Yeah. So we could be in a public space and you people decide to pray. And the next thing you see is someone is bringing hanky to give you, to cover your hair for prayer that you're not even a part of. But as far as they're concerned, they feel that if prayer is going on, any woman there should cover hair. Any man there should remove cap or any covering on the hair. On their head. Just like the young man who called in to say he attended a meeting and he was expecting that, okay, they will come for the meeting and they will just go through what they're supposed to go through for the meeting, look at the agenda and all that. But then he said praise and worship started. Now he says, I'm a Christian, but I felt that was totally uncalled for. There's a Muslim here. Why are we even praying in the first place? What's going on? Is this a prayer meeting? Is it not a meeting we came for? Did you say we are doing prayers? I'm looking at this message on WhatsApp. What's your name? Okay, Elder Oji. All right, thank you very much for that one. He says he has received his 5,000 naira from last week. Good, beautiful afternoon, Mrs. Constance Mega. I'm classic man from Port Harcourt. I'm a classic man. All right. It says this topic is mostly happen in government sectors when one department come to sit late and decide to do their mind. Ah. So it's usually in government parastatals. That's where you see people do that. All right. So it's time for you to offer services, but you've chosen that it's also a prayer time. And you're not just doing your prayer yourself, but you're compelling other people to join you. But really, it's more like an invitation. We're praying. Join the prayer. God has been good to us. We want you to also join so that he can be good to you. Is that bad? I'm just saying. All right, I gotta go. The news comes up at 1 p.m. That's Trending Stories. And of course, after Trending Stories, it will be time for Follow the Money program by Code Connected Development. You know, I would really have loved to take this conversation further, you know, look at the parts where maybe some other time we'll talk about it. You know, the whole praying in public and praying out, you know, in your closet and all of that. But it's all good. It's all good.